Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and I'm so excited to bring you this reimagined version of my podcast. This is where I get to dive deeply into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. To kick things off, I'm releasing some of my favorite episodes from my past shows, like Bedtime Bitching, Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story, all under this new name. It's the same fun and unpredictable vibe you know and love, just in one place. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this re-released episode of the Roxy Hayes Podcast.
Hey, everybody on Patreon. Thank you again for your continued support. It's very much appreciated. This is going to be an episode of Anti-Meridian, which is like the motivational podcast. If you have anything that any subjects or topics that you want me to talk about, let me know so that I can do so on a future episode. And I said it on one of the other podcast things, but like, let me know which of these podcasts is your favorite. Like, which one do you think I should be, you know, focusing on? Which one do you want more episodes from? Right now is Bedtime Bitching, Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story, Roxy. All of them except, well, Bedtime Bitching is kind of dropping weekly now, but the other two are bi-weekly. But let me know if you think that that's a good idea. Is Bedtime Bitching the one that y'all like the most? Anti-Meridian or Tell Me a Story? Let me know, because I value y'all's opinion. Ignore that pile of clothes on the bed. All right, here we go. And I need a light on. I need a light. That's all right. All right, here we go. Welcome to Anti-Meridian with Roxy Hayes, the mini Monday. Oop, that's that's wrong. Welcome to Anti-Meridian with Roxy Hayes, the mini Monday morning podcast. No, almost. Welcome to Anti-Meridian with Roxy Hayes, the mini Monday morning motivational podcast. And this was a topic. So why am I starting like that? Weird as fuck. All right. One more time. Welcome to Anti-Meridian with Roxy Hayes, the mini Monday morning motivational podcast. Are you fucking serious, bro? See, y'all get all the behind the scenes. That's crazy. Y'all can see that pile of clothes. All right. Welcome to Anti-Meridian with Roxy Hayes, the mini Monday morning motivational podcast. So this topic is one that was given to me by a lot of my followers on Instagram. Actually, I had made a post and I was like, hey, what y'all want me to talk about? And I'm going to say there was an overwhelming request for this topic. And it is creative burnout. Specifically, how do you prevent it? How do you keep from getting burnout? And then if you are burnout, what do you do? So I have been doing content creation for like, since 09, something like that. Like, I started taking it seriously like 2013, but I've just been making videos and doing stuff since 2009. Very, very long time. But seriously for at least 10 years. And yeah, it's very, very easy to get burnout. I think we all, in one way or another, not even just in the creative field, but just at work, like, you get burnout. One of the ways I prevent it is I stop. Like, I've talked about this before, but I am adamantly against people and any type of advice that's like, nah, you gotta work. You gotta wake up at 3 o'clock. And you got to sleep for 30 minutes and you got to eat 1 pea a day and you got to do that. Like, no, that's, first of all, that's not realistic. That's not sustainable. And that's how you get burnt out. Like, you're not getting proper rest. You're not getting adequate rest and you're not giving your brain a time to readjust and process what's going on. So I guess that would be the first one. The first tip is, yo, take a break, go to sleep, take a nap, like, get some rest. Another thing is to go back and look at stuff that you've done before. I think a lot of times, especially in like the content creation field, like, once we do something, it's done. Once we do something, that's it. We don't revisit it. We don't look at it. Like, no, go back and look at some of that stuff. Some of that stuff you can repost. Some of that stuff can give you inspiration. Some of that stuff, maybe you didn't do it quite like how you wanted to do it all the way. Redo it. Like, go back and look at some of that stuff. Another tip, I guess, would be, I kind of said it already, it's with the first tip, but it's also not, like, don't feel like if you're not putting stuff out, like, you're a failure. Like, don't feel like, because I think that's why a lot of us don't take rest and we don't take breaks, is because we've been conditioned and been told, especially by like people we look up to, about like how much they work and how hard they work, how they just had to push and how they just had to do it. And so like, we feel like if we're not posting a video, if we're not putting out content, if we're not consistently doing something, like we are failures, and you're not. Like, you're a human. And most of us are operating like by ourselves. Like, we're recording our own stuff. We're editing our own stuff. We're our own creative director. So it's not even realistic to expect you to be able to do all of that on a daily basis and never need to take a break. Like, that doesn't, you see what I'm saying? Like, you're doing 10 jobs. A lot of people have to have another job. Like, you're not making money as a creative. So yeah, if you're doing anything, you're doing something. Like, some days it might just need to be you reading a fucking book. Like that's just what it is. Like, and that's okay. And you have to be okay with that. Like, any amount of progress is progress. A good book to read is Still Like an Artist. And I can never say this man's last name. Cleon. Austin Cleon. And he has a whole series. Like, check out his books. And he talks about how, like, you can pull inspiration from so much other stuff. And I think that is, like, the most important thing. Like, don't limit where you're pulling inspiration. Don't limit what you're doing either. Sometimes what'll happen to me and just a lot of other people, like, we'll make videos and, like, that video will be doing good. So that's all we'll do. We're like, no, I got to focus on this. So, like, you know, I was doing, like, sing-alongs, right? And I was just doing sing-alongs. But then eventually that got boring. And, like, you know, some of them were getting views. The Reading Rainbow one got shared by LeVar Burton. Like, that's great. But, like, do the other stuff too. Like, do the stuff that you just like to do because it's fun. Make the videos that you just like to make because they're stupid. Write the thing that you just like to write because you want to. So I guess that'll lead to another tip, which is, like, it's cool to make stuff that's not content. Like, it's cool to do things and have hobbies that aren't content. I think that this whole, like, we live in, like, a social media bubble and we feel like everything we do has to be content. Every time you go out to eat, you got to take a picture and post it. Every time you make something or write something or film something, it has to be content. And it doesn't. Like, the cool thing, and I guess it sounds like what's the word? When you say a thing, flip-flop, whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Conflicting information. Like, anything can be content, but everything does not have to be content. And if you're getting to the point where you feel like you're not able to live your life because everything has to be content, and you feel like you have to post everything, and you feel like everybody has to know everything about you, and if you do or say anything, like, you need to, you don't. Like, have a life outside of content. I think one of the best decisions I made early on was, like, separating who I am as a person and who I am online. Like, those two are the same, but not. Like, I never feel like I have to talk about my family. I never feel like I have to post pictures of my daughter. I never feel like I have to tell y'all what I'm doing every single day. I don't feel like I have to do that. And I've never created the brand to where I have to do that. And I think creating and having separation keeps you from getting burnt out, because when I log off, bro, I'm logged off. When I'm not posting, or if I decide I don't want to post that day, I'm not posting that day. I don't feel obligated. I don't feel like I have to. I don't feel like, oh God, I didn't. Like, bro, I just didn't. And I go on my day. And I will say, has that kind of messed me up? And maybe that's why I don't necessarily make as much money, or I'm not as viral as some people, or, like, you know, maybe that's why I don't have as many followers as a lot of people, because I do take breaks and I don't post as consistently. But I'm very happy. Like, I'm very content. I'm happy with the content I make, and I'm happy with myself, and I'm happy with my life because I have a life. Like, I talk to a lot of people that post like that and they're on that and they don't feel like they have a life. I'm always going to value my time, myself, my family, and my mental above followers and any of that. And I know if you don't post for a long time, like I'm not saying never post, because you do need to post. But even sometimes when you're feeling burnt out, bro, post that old content, recycle that content. You made it. It's your content. TV shows, show reruns. Why can't you repost content? You can. So, that's pretty much it. Like, it's this, you know, this is a mini motivational podcast. So, If you have any other questions, let me know. Like, if there's anything that you feel like I can help with. Because once again, I am not a professional. Like, I'm a professional, but I'm not. So, you know, I may not have all the answers, but if there's anything that I think I know that I can help with, let me know. You can hit me up in the DMs. You can message me. I want to say I have an email. I do, and it's antimeridianwithroxy@gmail.com. If you have something that you want to request or a topic that you want me to cover, and once again, check out Austin Kleon's books. They're on Audible if you have Audible. And there is still like an artist. Ooh, I don't remember them off the top of my head. I'm so sorry. But there's three different books, and I've listened to them and read all of them. And they're really good, and they really help. So I guess that's my last tip. Read some books about it. Read some books by people that are creatives or that know, like get other information. And just keep pushing, man. You'll get there. If you keep pushing, there's no way you're not going to get there. So thank you for checking out Anti-Meridian with Roxy. Come back in a week or 2 weeks or something like that. Make sure you let me know, you know, if this was helpful. And I hope it was. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Hope you have a great Monday and have a wonderful day. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.